afternoon,
Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. This is Minister James Browning, and I am a spiritual warrior, and I'm here to start a spiritual revolution. So welcome to the show, and I'm so happy that you're able to come back today and to have another wonderful Sunday with us. And so I'm just so grateful that you're able to be here. So thank you. Thank you. Full of gratitude for you. So all of you who've listened to my show know that I like to open my show with a prayer, so today will be no different. So we open a prayer so we can call upon the spiritual beings that in order for us to go forth and do the work that we need to do, I always believe that spiritual help is necessary, and there will not be a time where I will not invoke the power of the spiritual beings that bring forth the energy in order for us to move forward. So we say thank you for that power, and we thank you that all the ascended hosts, ascended masters were coming. Father, Mother, God, I give gratitude and thanks for this most wonderful and marvelous day. I thank you, God, for allowing me to have another opportunity to be able to experience with my beloved ones here and to be able to share and to bring forth a message of hope and a message of high frequency that can bring about change and be able to help to motivate and to uplift those beings that are on the path and to be able to bring forth. I ask you for a special divine blessing for each and every one of them. Put them in your white light of protection and keep them in your higher state of awareness and higher state of consciousness. I say thank you, God, for allowing this to be. Thank you, God, for allowing us to have such a wonderful and marvelous day. I say thank you, God. I'm just so grateful and so grateful for you to allow me to be able to be here today. And I say, God, all of you and none of me, God, use me as a vessel to be able to bring forth this message. Allow me to be able to speak the words that you would want these beloved ones to hear, and allow me to be able to share with them what it is that you would allow for me to share with them. I call upon all my higher angels, call upon all the archangels, Michael, Raphael, Saint Germain, beloved Cosmic Christ, the Divine Director, all those beings who are guiding and showing and teaching and always with me and always there. I thank you, beloved ones. I thank you for all my beloved archangels who are there. I thank you for all my guardian angels who have been with me each and every day and showing up in a matter that's above my even comprehension. I know that you're there and guiding. I thank you, all my ancestors, all the ancestors. I thank you, each and every one of you who are pouring love from the other side of the ether. I can feel your power. I know that you're there, and I am just so full of gratitude and thankfulness for you being there and guiding me and sticking with me and showing me and there. And I am grateful, so grateful, so grateful, so grateful. So, and I thank you. And so, beloved, mighty I am present, just allow us to have a perfection today. Allow us to be able to bring forth a message that will be inspiring and motivating to those who are out in the listening audience. So I say thank you, so grateful, and so it is. Again, I thank you, beloved ones, all your new listeners and all my old listeners, all you faithful old listeners that keep showing up every week. I'm so grateful and gratitude with you. You know, you have no idea how much love that I have for you for being there. I have some who have been with me from the day that I've started this show, and they are the ones that have been very encouraging and keeping me going. You know, sometimes we need someone to keep us going and keep us motivating. You know, one of my listeners there is like, if she's not on the line, it's almost like just a different day because she's inspiring, motivating me and keep me going and just in being very uplifting in her matter. And I thank her, beloved one. Thank you. You know who I'm speaking of, and I thank you so much. I am so grateful for you for being there and being such a supportive part of this show. And I'm just grateful to you. So, you know, we're going to, you know, how I do and how I broadcast. And you know, all of you who missed last week's show, I told you I'm going to do it in a different format. So I'm not going back into last week's show. But all thing I can tell you, if you missed last week's show, you missed the barn burner. So, hey, just go back, listen and tune in. The beautiful thing about all these shows, they are archived, and all of them are archived within usually 20 to 30 minutes from showtime, and sometimes even sooner. So you can go back and listen to get involved and have understanding. Because, you know, and it's good because a lot of the shows that I do are kind of run-on shows. So by listening to last week's show, it maybe help you understand this show even better as well. So that's okay? So very good. So we're going to get on with today's show because this is an exciting and well-necessary topic for us to talk to about today. And the topic is, what is the great opulence of God? What is the great opulence of God? I know we have now begun to hear this word opulence and relating to God more than we have now. It's become more of a, it's an old term, but it's being used more now in the new thought and metaphysical communities. And it is simply a thought. It is simply saying that it is the wealth and the health and the relationships of God. It is just that simple, beloved one. But the fact is that most of us have no, are not realizing the potential of the opulence of God and how much the opulence of God is there to support us and to help us and that are in place to make our lives so much, so much better. And we need to tune in to learn how to tap in to God's great opulence, because they are there and they are flowing and they never, never go away. They are constantly in the air. I don't know how many of you are familiar with the great minister, Catherine Ponder. But Catherine Ponder says there's gold dust in the air, and that's true, because there's a universal God, the universal opulence of God is flowing in the universe and flowing throughout the universe and even into other dimensions in the universe. The opulence of God is there, and God intends for us to use it, and he put them there for your use. He put them there for you to be able to tap in, to be able to use at your disposal and be able to bring into your consciousness and your awareness. This is a supply of God that it's about energy. You know, beloved ones, there is so much opulence on the planet that is you know, each one of us could become billionaires instantaneously, and then there would be enough opulence left over. Do you have any idea how much gold, how many diamonds, platinum is in the earth? Well, I can tell you, beloved one, there is so much, we could never use all of it up. We could never use all of it up. And the riches are there. And those who understand and those who are aware of it are well aware of that. That is one thing I love about St. Germain. St. Germain has a full understanding, and they know how to tap in to utilize all the assets and all of the wealth and all the opulence. St. Germain talk about it quite often, about the opulence, about and he walked in royalty, and he has royalty, and he understands that those things are there for us to use. The cosmic Christ himself said, "I have come that you may have life abundantly." He didn't come to say that you must live in poverty and you must have poverty in your life. No. He said, "I have come to give you abundance and to allow abundance into your life." So there's, you know, that's such a misconcept, beloved ones, about, you know, about success and about, you know, money, based on some of the teachings of the traditional church that has in some kind of way made people feel guilty, about being successful and about having assets. God gave man the ability to create money in order for an exchange, and money has the energy. So you, beloved ones, have to learn how to tap in so you can draw it into you. It is okay. It is, matter of fact, you know, for all of my beloved spiritual friends that claim that said that you're spiritual, and if you are not living life in an abundant life, then you may want to look at yourself a little bit closer, okay? Now, I'm not speaking to putting anyone down, because there are some people out there who are having health challenges, some people who are kind of stuck, you know, in certain types of disabilities, can't work, can't do certain things. I understand that, and I understand that that is part of this. But for all of those folks who are capable and able to be able to get up and do what you need to do, you need to tap in to be able to bring forth the opulence into your life that God intended for you to have. And he did intend for you to have these opulence, beloved ones, okay? So if you're a healthy person, you talking, walking, move around, and then you should be able to tap into God's offering. That's all of us. I am guilty of it as the next person. And we are, none of us are living up to the understanding of what the real opulence that God is, because if not, we should not have times where we are suffering and can't do what you want to do, do what you need to do, do what you must do, and you sure in the heck can't help nobody if you can't help yourself, beloved one. So that is so, so important that you tap into the opulence of God to be able to bring forth. And when I'm talking about the opulence of God now, don't get me wrong, it's not all about money, okay, because health is wealth. So if you got all the money in the world and you got poor health, you really ain't got nothing either, okay? So opulence is also participating in having a perfect temple, having your body as close to perfection as you can, having health, having a healthy mind, healthy body, being able to take care of yourself with in the need there. That's opulence as well. And also, beloved one, great relationships. Great relationships is a part of opulence because we need to be able to have great relationships. And I'm going to, matter of fact, I think I'm going to do a show very soon about how to develop and how to cure great relationships, because relationships is about communication, beloved ones. And so if you understand and know that you have to tap in, we all should have abundance of friends, abundance of associates that we know that we can call and have abundant relationships. I understand that, you know, there's a lot of things going on with karma. A lot of us come here to work out stuff, and I get that, okay? But still, our relationships are lacking. So many of us are having such strained relationships with people who we claim are our family or our friends or our associates. Our relationships, some of our relationships are horrible. I heard some of the stories that people are not speaking to each other, not speaking to their friends, not speaking to their family members. Beloved ones, you are not living the optimal life if you are living with poor relationships in your life. So this is things I'm talking about. Learn to tap into baby, and you are entitled to have all of those things. All of those things come under the opulence of God. That's the great opulence of God, to give you to tap into baby, to have all those things that come into your life. And see, beloved Jesus, who came here to give us life and give us life more abundant, understood that. Jesus may not have walked around, lived in a fancy place, because he didn't really, whenever he wanted to, he could. When he even passed, he had the best of robes, the best of quality of everything, because when he wanted, he knew how to tap into it, how to get what he needed to do. That was one of the reasons why the Roman soldiers were fighting and pulling lots, because they just wanted his robe. His robe was worth thousands of dollars of the texture of what it was made for. Opulence. Jesus knew how to bring forth opulence. He knew how to manifest opulence. He knew how to bring forth those kind of things. But you and I, too, have that same ability to be able to bring those opulence into our lives. So we're going to learn how to tap into that. We're going to learn how to bring forth and learn how to utilize this opulence that's out here in the universe. And because, beloved one, opulence is energy. Money is energy. Money is energy. Okay. So we need to be able to tap into what you want. Once you have clarity, and that's a big thing, beloved ones, once you have clarity of what you want, you set your intentions to what you want, then you tap in and knowing that you can have that which you want. But you have to do your part. You have to, because a lot of us got blockages. And see, in between your what's going on in your subconscious mind and your faith is what's really blocking you from obtaining your opulence. Then that's just the truth. Whatever is happening in your subconscious mind, and I've preached to you many times about the subconscious mind, whatever's happening in your subconscious mind and your ability to have faith in yourself, Jesus said, if we have the faith of a mustard seed, we can move a mountain. My God, beloved ones, why are we walking through earth, through the plane, with such little faith? If we understand who and whom we are God's and goddesses,
We are direct descendants of the Spirit of God, made in God's image. So why would we not understand that whatever God created on this planet, we are also to partake in it? He would not have made it if he was not wanting you to partake in it. So you have to begin to understand that you are deserving of that. So whatever it is that is blocking you, and I know there's a lot of things a lot of people have had blocking them for years. I mean, that things have gotten into their subconscious thinking and they have not freed themselves. And beloved ones, I understand that many of you have been damaged from childhood, that your things have been just there and caused many problems. But it is up to you to free yourself. No one's going to, there is no help coming from the hill other than the God that lives within you. You have to bring yourself and pull yourself out of these situations. You are the one that will have to make a difference in your life. God gave you the ability. You are individualized expressions of God. So you have the ability to do this, and you can bring yourself out of these conditions. So start taking charge of your life. Start recognizing who you are. Start going looking in the mirror and say, hey, good morning, God, I love you. Knowing that there's a Spirit of God living inside of you, and that Spirit of God will take you to higher heights and to depths that you have no idea that you're even capable of doing if you go in and recognize that God force is living inside of you. That God force is ready to take you up to higher states of consciousness and higher states of awareness, beloved one. Beloved ones, but you have to be willing to do the work, because you know you heard me talk about attraction. So whatever is showing up in your life and whatever is in your life right this very moment, guess what? You attract it into your life. You are the one that brought it into your life. Nobody else brought it into your life. And guess what? No one else is going to take it out of your life but you. So the law of attraction is always working. Never turn off. So if you want to be able to change the financial conditions or your health conditions or your relationship conditions, it is up to you to go into and tap into your own thought process and begin to change. Begin to recognize. If you don't know how to do it, ask that creative force that's inside of you. God, don't be ashamed. God, hey, I don't know how to go about changing my destiny. I need your help. I need your help. Call upon your guardian angels who are there to help you all the time. Call upon the archangels to help you. Ask them, hey, help me. Take me, change my mind, change my thought. Help me to be able to manifest and bring into my life what I need in my life. I need help to be able to do this. And beloved ones, you are got to take the step to do it. And I tell you, you've got to work on using affirmations. You got to stop. You got to work on doing things that you need to do. You need to get into a state of prayer. You need to get into a state of meditation. Whatever it takes to change your mind and get you in that right frame of thought to change, to take your mind out of that poverty thought that has been planted into you by yourself or even someone else who have done it for you, okay? But you, that just because someone else done it for you, they are not going to come back and change it, because most of them don't even realize what they've done to you, so they ain't got no clue of how to come about and change and how to help you to bring God's options to flow into your life. But the universe is full of energy. Everything out there has an energy to it, and it is up to you to vibrate at that energy. Once you vibrate at that energy, you bring it into yourself. You have to change your frequency, beloved one. You have to stay in a constant state of high vibration. From the time you wake up in the morning, you know, you start off, you've got to stay in that, how you got to do your prayer work, you got to do your affirmation, you got to do your study work, and most of all, you got to, what you want. You know, when people call you, whatever, hey, you say, hey, I'm doing fantastic. I'm doing super fantastic. You know, claim it. Claim it. Don't sit around, I'm okay today. I'm doing okay today. No, I am doing super fantastic, and God has blessed me. I am blessed and highly favored, and this is going to be one of those most marvelous and wonderful days that God has created, and I'm going to live it to the highest. That's how you got to speak, beloved ones. You got to speak to yourself in that manner where you can raise your vibration and keep your conscience at that level. And all through the day, you keep telling yourself, I am blessed and highly favored. God's favor is smiling upon me. God's love is smiling upon me. And I am the great opulence of God manifesting in my hands and use right now. right now, right now, I am that which I am. I am that which I am. And allow yourself to operate when you, it's about keeping yourself in a high state of awareness and consciousness, because I've already told you that you are attracting every second of the day. Every second of the day, the law of attraction is working. And the moment you allow some negativity to come into there and allow negative energy to slip in on you, then you begin to operate at a lower frequency. And you know what? When you start operating at that lower frequency, that's when things begin to shift and change. Thank God, though, if things don't happen instantly as we may think they be, but it doesn't take long if you allow yourself to be in a negative flow of energy, that negativity will not begin to seek you. You know, once you have gone to that state of your mind where you're allowing negative energy to come into your life, that is what's going to come into your life, beloved one. So you have to make sure that you stay positive, that you speak. Like, I don't care what nobody else is doing around you. You know, if people are not speaking in the terms of what I did, like I just said, hey, I'm positive, I'm blessed, I'm highly favored, and I got God on my side. If God is for me, who can be against me? If you ain't operating in the conscience of people who like that, then you don't need to be in their space. You don't allow yourself to socialize with people who are not at that energy. Yes, we all do some kind of work or whatever, and you can deal with people who are low frequency, and you got to, you know, you're there, but you don't have to embrace it. You can just allow it to roll off your back and don't absorb that energy of other people. And once you're out of their space, you go back to saying, hey, I am a child of God. God is with me. I can do walking things. I'm a conqueror. I am invincible. I am unstoppable. You know, especially when you're dealing with negative people, you leave those negative people and you begin to affirm, I am unstoppable, I'm invincible, and nothing's going to stand in my way. I can move forth and I can do it. The universe will appeal to you when you call it in. You got to command and demand what shows up in your life, beloved one. You can't be passive. You don't have the luxury to be passive. You got to demand and command these things to show up in your life. You are in charge of your life stream. No one else is. So you are the one that's got to call it in. You got to take charge of your life. You got to be vocal and strong and say, hey, this is the way it is. I know that I'm a child of God. I know that I have the ability to move. I know that I can change my destiny. I know that I am that I am that I am. Beloved one, begin to use your I am power to your highest state of consciousness, highest state of awareness. And that's how you're going to attract God's opulence into your life. Once you're in that state of awareness and a state of consciousness, knowing that's where you're vibrating at that center of feeling fantastic, knowing you feel fantastic, and knowing that you're a child of God, the universe has to appeal to you. The universe, the law of attraction has to come to you. It has to work in that way. It's the law. It's the law, beloved one. That is the universal law. If you keep yourself in that high vibration, the high state, that's what's going to show up in your life. And if you don't do that, then whatever else that you allow into your space is what's going to show up into your life. So I want each one of you to take responsibility for yourself from this day on. This day forth, you make up your mind that you're going to vibe at a high frequency and you're not going to allow anything or anyone to take that from you, that you're going to stay in that state of consciousness and state of awareness, that your frequency be high, so you can attract in your life that which you want. It doesn't make sense for us to go through this life by not having the things you need, the things you want, and living from payday to payday and living and not having what we need in our lives. We have to do that. We have to do that, including me. I'm talking to you, and I'm talking to you, I'm talking to me. Okay, so we need to be able to do that. We need to be able to keep in that state. I know every once in a while things slip in, and we live in a very negative society with all the craziness going on with the politics and all that. But you got to step aside, and you got to raise yourself beyond that. You got to take responsibility. Beloved one, there are things happening in this country right now as we speak that is not for your highest good. And if you don't do what you need to do to stay above the chaos of what's about to happen in this country and what is happening, you're going down the tube with all the rest of the folks who are operating and vibrating at that low three-dimensional level. We are all the ascended beings and ascended masters and all the who are rising ourselves up to fifth-dimensional beings, want to operate at a higher state of consciousness, then we have to do that. We have to make sure that we are there. We have to do that. And you know what? be an encourager, you know, encourage other people to do it too if they want to go. If they don't want to go, get out of the way, move away. You ain't got to, you know, hey, you don't have to do anything that is not for your highest good, and you surely don't have to be around negative people that's not vibrating at the level that you need to be at. But learn to encourage other people to raise up and to raise at a higher state of consciousness. You know, let them know that they who they are and whom they are. Let them know that they are gods and goddesses. If they embrace it, if they accept it, if they don't, keep stepping. Keep stepping. Keep stepping. You are light workers. If you have tuned into this show today, you are a light worker. That means because your vibrational frequency have allowed you to attract to me. We are being attracted here, and the spirit and what I'm talking on, because I'm talking about metaphysics and higher spiritual principles and higher spiritual frequency. That is about the energy that is coming in. And so you are a light worker, and we all are doing light work because this is what this message is about. This is what the God force is allowing to come through me, is to be able to touch those people out there that are spiritual and who can make a difference and who are willing to make a difference and who are willing to make a change. You came here for divine purpose at this divine time. It ain't coincidental, beloved ones, that you're on the planet right now. You're on the planet right now because you have divine work that you must do. So in order to do your work, you have to have what you need. So bringing opulence into your life right now, you got to have the monetary aspect if you want to be able to help somebody and help yourself. You cannot do it being in poverty. I'm sorry, beloved ones. If you think that poverty is the way it is, then you shouldn't even listen to this show because that's not the deal. I'm telling you about raising your vibration where you can go out and make a difference. And if you want to make a difference, you have to have opulence. You have to have opulence because you got to feel good about yourself. You got to feel good about being able to help someone, to be able to do some things for someone. And it takes energy. And it takes opulence to be to make a difference on the planet, beloved ones. You know, people are hurting. People need you. So you need to be in your state. You need to raise your state of consciousness to the where you can be able to go out and make a difference, because that's why you're here. That's why God got you here. It ain't no coincidence that you are listening to this show today. This is through divine purpose and divine reason. You are where you're supposed to be, hearing what you're supposed to hear, because God wants to make a difference in your life, and he wants you to make a difference on the planet. That's why he needs you to raise your vibration and your frequency up to the point where you can go out and make a difference. That's why you need to have opulence in your life so you can go make a difference, beloved one, because you came here to make a difference. So it is time for you to do that. It's time for you to stand tall. It's time for you to get up out of your comfort zone and begin to do what you need to do. Whatever it's going to take for you to raise your consciousness and your finances and your frequency to the point to get to you want and be able to become and do the work that God has put you here for, because at this time is where you need to. There is definitely a spiritual warfare going on. Beloved ones, we cannot give any edge to low frequency, low energy, anything that is not about God. We cannot allow it to happen. Need to do your part to make a difference, beloved ones. So I'm asking you now to join in, make a difference, and begin to make a difference on the planet. Through your love and through your wisdom and your consciousness, that's going to make a difference. So I want to thank you for joining me this week. I know it's short, but I try to make it short and sweet, and so you can get the message. That's all the key. We don't have to go on and on to get the message. Hopefully you woke, something sparked you today. You got in tune to something inside of your being. I know each one of you were touched in a way that's going to take you to another a week. You're going to start standing tall and being what you need to do. So let's close up. Beloved and mighty, I am present. I give gratitude and I give thanks for this most wonderful and marvelous day. I thank you, God, for using me as a vessel to bring a message to these beloved spirits and to be able to give them energy and give them motivation to be able to move forth and do what they need to do, that each one of them are special beings because they're here today. You brought them here, God. You brought them here to hear this message. You brought them here. So allow them to get what they need from it in order to be able to take it to the next level. Allow them to be able to raise themselves up that they're going to make a difference. Give us, do not allow us to have peace and rest unless we do what we need to do and breathe what we have become to get. Allow us to be able to tap into the opulence. There is God. We know there's gold dust in the air and there's universal power and universal finance on the planet. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We are so grateful, and so it is, beloved ones. Have a blessed and positive evening.